Right, it's 2 minutes past one. This is the intro to the podcast for the warm-up with me, Max Rushton.
I think anyone who's listening knows that, and anyone not listening doesn't need to know.
Do you know actually what we... You know when you listen... I listen to a lot of podcasts, and
so
I hate that bit where they go, please review us on iTunes. Don't you hate that bit?
Well, I've read reviews of podcasts I am on iTunes, so I would never encourage people to do more of them.
So, but can you please review us on iTunes? If you do, we will definitely read out all the reviews, probably in this little bit. If they're really good, we might review them on the we might read them out on the show.
As in, if they're really entertaining reading, not necessarily good reviews.
They don't have to be positive or negative, but you get higher up the charts, apparently.
Do you?
Apparently so. Everyone cares about getting your reviews. And we don't, like, some people have loads, and we have like 10.
Okay.
So the listeners...
It's almost as if our audience are apathetic.
It's almost like this isn't the first podcast that people go to on a Monday morning for their commute to work. But, interestingly... I think this was quite a good show.
I very much enjoyed it.
I reckon this is one of our best. Buoyed by the fact that our audience has gone up 20%. We don't mention that it sort of went down 10% last time, and essentially that's just a person, isn't it? Anyway, look, review us on iTunes. If it's entertainingly written, positive or negative, we'll read it out. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the world's biggest sports radio station. My name is Max Rushton. Alongside me, he's not as fat as he sounds. It is The Guardian's Barry Glendenning. Hi, Barry.
Hello, Max.
Are you psyched for the last day of the Premier League? Some huge games there.
I'm a bit tired, weary.
Are you? I mean, if you're going to be weary, now's the right... It's about the time to taper down.
Society wedding of the year yesterday.
Wasn't it? Were you there?
Oh, of course.
How did it go?
It was great. You know, you're at a wedding and you arrive at the reception.
Yeah.
And the first thing you do is, you know, who am I sitting beside?
Yeah, who are they setting me up with?
Yeah, so it was Roger Federer's wife, apparently, is who I'm being set up with.
Oh, really?
I was surrounded by Federers.
Oh, that's nice.
Lovely day.
Yeah, what was on the menu?
Pippa looked lovely in her...
dress?
Ivory, white, high neck... cap sleeve Giles Deacon gown.
I didn't know you knew so much about.
With the heart shape cut out at the back, a vision in ivory. James looked quite dashing. Obviously, it was her day.
I'm not really, because across it is yours. Is he the fella that she's married?
Yes, the groom, James Matthews.
Oh, well done to him.
You probably know his brother, Spencer, from that television show. The future Mrs. Rushton almost certainly watches.
Oh, yeah.
Made in Chelsea.
There's one in Made in Chelsea who is... He looks like it's just struck midnight. He's quite a good looking guy, but it's just struck midnight and he's a werewolf. So you know when they go like, and they're not full werewolf, they just started. So he's just on the cusp. He's just gone slightly werewolf.
Without wanting to be ridiculously pedantic, I know what you're driving at here, but isn't that a Cinderella thing, whereas werewolves... The moon has just become full.
Did I say it's struck midnight?
Yeah, yeah.
I was getting Cinderella and the moon muddled up, obviously.
Anyway, we digress. Mm. It was a good wedding.
Here's a text. It says, give Macclesfield a big shout. The FA Trophy final, Macclesfield Town versus York City.
Oh, I also want to give South Shields a big shout out. Because them and Newcastle seem to be the only clubs in the North East who are doing even remotely well. They're in the FA Vase or Vase. Is it Vase or Vase?
I say Vase.
I say Vase.
There we are.
Right, so it's probably Vase.
Put that one to bed.
I saw loads of their supporters milling around Waterloo Station. I will be honest, I don't know who they're playing.
Because I was just looking that up. Someone tell us. Julio Arca is either playing for South Shields.
Yes, South Shields.
Is he playing for South Shields? There was a really good interview with him in The Guardian yesterday. About how he loves the North East.
He used to play for Sunderland, obviously. Mm. Very good midfielder. Mm.
But he's gone up a level now and he's playing for South Shields. So that's all right.
I'm just looking on my computer machine to see who they're playing.
They're playing Cleethorpes, that's it.
Cleethorpes, you're right. Okay.
And it's both the same. So that's the earlier kickoff. And then Macclesfield York is at 4:15. So, yeah, good luck to those guys. Right, so do you want the agenda for today's show?
Yes, please.
Okay. Here's how the show works. It's a 10-point agenda. If we achieve everything on it, well done us. And if we don't, it doesn't matter, because nothing in life really matters. Point one, we'll hand out the alternative Premier League awards. For example, Ben, the Spurs fan from Fareham, says, hi, lads. Best heavily gelled side-parting award goes to Toby Alderweireld. Hard to argue with that one. We have the review of Max and Barry's Premier League review. Point three, Alan McInally will give us today's odds in his leather chaps. Point four, we'll
talk... Do you happen to know he's wearing leather chaps?
It's just a guess.
Okay.
I got a text message from Alan McInally this morning because we...
Clang. Sorry, I'll just pick up that name you dropped.
It's hardly a name drop when he's on the show every
okay,
week, is
fair
it?
Enough. I don't get texts from him.
No, you don't. Okay.
I do get cashmere scarves, though.
There you do, yeah. So, and what would you rather?
A text.
Okay. Alan, if you could text Barry...
He doesn't have my number.
Okay.
You text him my number and tell him I want him to text me.
Okay.
So I can show people how well connected I am.
Here's a tweet from Tom Chalk who says, sorry, Katie Hopkins. I love your show, but every Sunday at 11 I have to change over to the warm-up with Max and Barry. I'd like to think they're slightly different different tones to the show.
I've never listened to her show, obviously, because...
You're here.
Well, I wouldn't listen anyway. But...
no, because she's like a disastrous human. You know, anyway, I mean, we could, if you want, Tom, just to make the transfer easier, we could, you know, have some offensive opinions about stuff, if you want.
Go on, have an offensive opinion, mate.
I hate everything.
Everything?
Yeah. Unless it was made in Britain. And then it's all right.
I don't think you're capable of having an offensive opinion.
I hate it. I hate the fact you don't think I can have an offensive opinion.
Right.
It's about time you got sent back, Barry, to where you came from. Any good?
Not really.
There wasn't a lot of feeling to it, was there? Yeah, I try my best. So anyway, Alan McInally texted me because we were talking about Michael Carrick smelling so nice. And he said, the text message just simply said, I'm at United, I'll get Carrick. So let's see if he's achieved that. I doubt Michael's there. Is he? Would you think he'd be there now? What time do you reckon they get there?
What?
When they walk off the bus?
3 o'clock kickoff. I reckon they'll be there about 12:30.
Yeah. So at the moment, he'll be sort of just about to put his big headphones on and get on his bus.
Yeah.
From the hotel or you know, wherever.
Do they not just drive from home if it's a home game?
Yeah, it's possible.
Some teams convene in a hotel the night before a home game. Mm-hmm. Others just arrive in their own cars
from home. Hopefully, we'll find out. Point four, we'll talk Chelsea with Aldo Zilli. Point five, a big game of Culverhouse. Chris Powell, former England left-back, big fan of Ian Culverhouse.
The game or the Norwich full-back of the same name?
I mean, he likes all full-backs, obviously. Yeah. But the game itself.
What was that? Was that our...
So we are live on Facebook as well. Facebook.com/AMaxRush if you want to see us. And we haven't...
But if you tune in now, you're going to see just a rectangle of grey carpet.
Well, no, we haven't invested in one of those tripods you can get. So we were balancing the phone on a bin on a box of tissues and the box of tissues just fell on the floor. And for some reason, I don't know if...
Now the box of tissues is being replaced by a large black mug.
Mm.
So, the wonders of modern technology.
Yeah, if somebody could send us a tripod, that would be great. Point six. Anyway, yes, Chris Powell, big fan of Culverhouse. This is while walking his dog. So good morning to you. You won't have started the walk unless you're on a big walk this morning, Chris. Point six, we find out if the Lincoln boss has more tellies than David O'Leary. Point seven, we'll chat Liverpool with a Rio 2016 gold medalist. Point eight, Justin
Morehouse.
Is it
Usain Bolt?
It is Usain Bolt.
I don't actually know who it is, so give me
Bolt.
A clue.
No.
Is it?
It's a hockey player.
Is it a man hockey player?
No.
Or a woman hockey?
It's a woman.
Okay. I've met most of the Team GB hockey team, yeah. Huh. They dressed me up as a goalkeeper and took pot shots at me.
Did they actually put you in the kit or just dress you up as one?
No, I was wearing proper hockey goalkeeper kit.
This would have been fun.
And, yeah.
Did it hurt?
I think they were going easy on me.
Okay.
But you're pretty much everything is
covered.
Heavily padded. Mm. So, yeah, I didn't get hurt anyway, but I also didn't really save anything. If you Google my name and hockey, Team GB hockey, it's somewhere on the Guardian website.
Do you reckon anyone's accidentally done that? I doubt it. I mean, when I'm on a YouTube adventure, you know, and I'm watching, you know, like a duck chase a border collie for hours.
Actually, a colleague of mine, Michael Butler at The Guardian, he recently faced an over from Shane Warne.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
And it was quite funny, so that's worth digging out as well. Warne sort of said, invited him to sledge him, and his top sledge was, "Your middle name is Keith." And Shane Warne took kind of exception to that, because my dad's name's Keith. What's funny about Keith?
It is funny. Here's a text, says, "Could you give Birmingham City a shout-out? No reason. Hope you're well." Yeah, sure.
Come on, the Blues.
Big up, Birmingham. Point nine. We'll preview the last day of the Premier League. Point 10. That point does not exist anymore. I'm still not allowed to tell you about it. So, look, we're going to do the alternative Premier League awards. Okay.
I'm just looking at goals on Sunday in the background here.
Ranieri and Karenka.
Yeah, sacked manager special. Mm-hmm. Claudio and Aitor.
Yeah.
But they clearly didn't ring each other before they arrived at the studio to sort of make sure they weren't wearing absolutely identical outfits.
Yeah, but it's a bit like...
they look like waiters at Pippa's wedding.
Yes, but it's like the German, you know, Joachim Löw and was it Klinsmann was with him? When they were both wore the same white shirts? Sometimes it was.
Well, but they were specifically colour coordinated.
Right.
I don't think it was Klinsmann, was it? Someone else.
Who's Löw's assistant manager? Someone can tell us. Anyway, alternative Premier League awards. For example, here are a few that we got in before the show. This should give you something to... Ben says, manliest beard, Olivier Giroud. Not sure about.
Oh, I've got one.
Oh, tell me.
Premier League footballer who sounds most like a Formula One car.
Neon?
Yes, correct. Alan Neon, West Brom fullback.
That's a really good one. Rob Corson said, "I quite like player least likely to win any awards as a category."
So someone. Well, I who said, finished 10th.
I said Nordin Amrabat. I just don't imagine he's going to win or lose any awards. I was thinking of a player sort of I know exists, but I don't really know much more than that. Zach Eriksson for best hair, consistently tremendous height.
I don't know Zach Eriksson.
No.
Oh, Christian Eriksen.
Christian Eriksen, sorry. Yeah. Benetton says, best hair is Emre Can. Perfect all the time, even after 90 minutes. So listen, basically we just want a best groundsman, Leicester City. Yeah. I tweeted out, I found him on Twitter. It's a great journey through turf and pictures of soil, this guy's Twitter account. And I've tweeted out what he's done to the King Power this afternoon. And it just looks glorious. All sorts of different triangles with the Leicester crest in the middle. It's lovely. Dave, the Spurs fan, says, award for the manager whose last justification is about to be lost. Arsene Wenger, no top four finish. Keep these coming, please. 8-10-89 on the... I can't read out that text. It does. I've seen Barry Glendening naked. Anyway. I won't read the rest of it. Alternative Premier League awards, please. 8-10-89
is my
text.
Mom.
No, Southpaw Cat. He said, read the camera. I've seen Barry Glendening naked. You can use him as a tripod.
Max and Barry's Premier League review on TalkSport.
So, Barry, tricky to look back at the Premier League games.
Yeah,
the weekend,
I could see
none of them have
a
happened.
Little problem.
Yet. Mm.
Now, I presume
we're
going to do what anyone would do in this situation: just stick a P at the start of review and have a Max and Barry's Premier League preview.
We could try that. But what we also could do is we could review the Premier League review. We could look back.
That would be self-indulgent and ridiculous.
Imagine if we'd made a montage of the best bits of us. Would that be self-indulgent?
That would be embarrassingly self-indulgent.
But now
I'm really glad we haven't made a montage.
No, me too. I'd be so embarrassed if we'd made a montage of the best bits of the Premier League review. Because what if there aren't that many?
Yeah, I reckon it won't be as long as a Rocky montage.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, Sly chopping wood and chasing hens around the place.
Punching the carcasses of cattle.
Yeah, it will be you struggling to remember who scored Stoke's first goal against, I don't know, whoever, West Brom. I'm guessing they scored against West Brom. They may not have.
Barry.
Sorry, Stoke fans. I'm West Brom fans. Please don't get mad at me.
It Barry. Was just,
yes, I'm rambling, aren't I?
We made a montage.
Yes. I love a montage.
My first note was about Philip Coutinho's and the neatness of his haircut. I thought he looked very, very presentable.
I was doing some lip reading and I think he said, it's a goal, it's a goal. His post-shower Buffon hair. Oh, that is something.
And his deep blue eyes. He looks like he should be in an ad for aftershave or something.
Did you notice Pep Guardiola's excellent trainers?
No.
He was wearing a really nice pair of cons and I thought, I'm impressed with that.
Mark Albrighton's school bag.
I wrote Mark Albrighton just finished school with his satchel. What did you write?
I wrote Mark Albrighton's natty school bag and stubble, bracket schoolboy.
Then she shouted, who the hell is Snodgrass? I'm that star up in the sky. I mean, I don't know where you get insight like that, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, David Proton came on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Was it once?
I think Prutt came on twice.
Twice.
Once with you, once without you. And now look where he is.
Yeah, he. We played Prutton's Buttons, Prutton dressed as lamb.
Yeah.
Prutton Mutton.
Yeah.
Hutton or something else that rhymes with Prutton.
Yeah.
And immediately got snapped up by Sky.
Yeah.
To be their championship expert.
Yeah. Are you saying that should be you?
Yes.
Well, now you've heard that insight.
Fernando Llorente should be in an aftershave ad. You don't get that in Match of the Day, too.
Do you know what? A lot of people talking about the most controversial of these alternative Premier League awards is nicest eyes. Because I just presumed Llorente was a total shoo-in. But then a lot of people, for example, Ben Jones says, Jesus Navas eyes. And then there's been a shout for Ryan Bertrand and Wayne Routledge. And Wayne Routledge does have piercing blue eyes, I believe.
I'm trying to imagine Wayne Routledge's eye. I don't remember ever noticing, but I presume he has eyes.
You must have noticed that they exist. If he
no, I know he has eyes.
If they didn't, then, you know, all those criticisms about his final ball would be, you know, slightly harsh, wouldn't they? To be brutally honest.
Anyway, we're supposed to be reviewing the Premier League review.
So really, for me, this season, the Premier League review, from a personal point of view, has been about three things.
Was it a journey?
It's obviously a journey. One has been my obsession with Josh King's Norwegianness.
Or apparent lack of Norwegianness. Mm,
but just a reminder.
Is it Norwegianness or Norseness?
I think either. Also, I've been workshopping two gags really this year. I've been basing myself on two jokes.
Let me.
Do you know which ones they are?
A certain Leicester player scored some really good goals this season.
Yes, indeed. So that has been a really high point for me. And what's my other one?
How upset were you the other night when Marco Gabbiadini, former Sunderland legend, missed that penalty against Manchester United?
To be fair, considering he's 49,
is preoccupied with running his award-winning guest house.
Exactly. I was just fair play with having the bottle to take it.
Yeah.
And really, Romero, I know he needs to find form ahead of the Europa League final.
Well, everyone seems to be in a dither over Sergio Romero playing in the Europa League final. It's as if he's never played in goals before.
You know, ever.
He has, or, you know, they're slightly worried he might cover his own gloves in butter before he runs out. The guy has nearly 100 caps for Argentina.
Well, yes, that's a very good point you make.
And he's a very good goalkeeper, as he demonstrated in that game against Southampton.
Because not many people save a penalty from a 49-year-old. Really, he should have let it in if he had any humanity.
Is Marco Gabbiadini really only 49? He must be 59.
No,
there's
no way Marco Gabbiadini
is only 5 years older than me, because he was banging him in for Sunderland when I was a kid.
The thing is, every time I'm about to tweet my Marco Gabbiadini joke, I get on Wikipedia to check he hasn't turned 50 because I don't want to get it wrong.
But we've had him on our show. Like, we did one at Wembley and he was there with us.
But we didn't check his age then, did we?
No, but I'm...
I don't believe
I'm
he lies.
I'm going to go out and I really apologise, Marco Gabbiadini, if you're listening. But I think you don't look 49, you look 59.
59?
Yeah, I'm not having...
I mean, it makes it even more impressive that he's still turning out in the Premier League, if you ask me. Has this joke gone meta? Yeah. I don't even know what that means. It's what people on Radio 4 say. Gabriel says, jokes, I must have missed those. And Mike's given us a compliment. Can you stop making me laugh? My awkward laughing around Tesco's not being appreciated.
I'm
sure we'll manage it in the next hour and a half.
I was coming in on the tube and there was a guy sitting opposite me watching something on his phone, listening on headphones, and he was shaking with laughter. And I really wanted to know what he was watching, but I was too shy to ask. And so then I was trying to see in the reflection of the window behind him what was on his screen, but I couldn't make it out. So now I'll never know.
No.
I reckon he was listening to last week's podcast.
It's up
of
there
our
with
show.
The meatball marinara anecdote. Let's say Barry's anecdote. I didn't know what someone was watching on the tube, and I still don't. More of that in a second.
On digital radio and 1089 and 1053 AM. Talk Sport.
Eric says, in the Alternative Premier League Awards, fluffiest hair, the 65 and overs category, Arsene Wenger. Colin, this is blasphemy. I challenge you to reveal all about Culverhouse to the nation. I still say it's just random names till one of you says Culverhouse. Honestly, really. Come on, let's play. John Ebrill.
Trevor Peake.
Daryl Such.
Kevin Brock.
Johnny Method.
Lloyd McGrath.
Darren Peacock.
Kevin Drinkle.
Neil Poynton.
Kingsley Black.
Mark Dennis.
Graham Hogg.
Robert Ullathorne.
Paul Tate.
Danny Maddox.
Dennis Bailey.
Steve Potts.
Steve Vickers.
George Parris.
George Berry.
Scott Oakes.
Scott Sellers.
Carlton Fairweather.
Robert Fleck.
Ian Culverhouse. Said with such resignation, Barry.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM. The warm-up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the world's biggest sports radio station. It is Talk Sport. Max Rushton and Barry Glendenning here until one. After us, Adrian Durham is live from Stamford Bridge. We have commentary of Liverpool Borough with Sam Matthews and Stuart Pearce. Ian Dant will bring you commentary of Arsenal versus Everton on Talk Sport 2. So everything covered on Talk Sport on the last day of the Premier League. We'll do Footballers on Ice with Danny Cowley, Lincoln manager, just a second. Bit of reaction to Ian Culverhouse. Paul Forrestal says, not Barry's finest hour. Culverhouse this week. A bit like a rabbit caught in the headlights. Clearly end of season fatigue. Ben says Rushton pulls Glendenning's pants down live on air. A savage beating.
There's an image.
Booger says, was screaming once Barry hit Robert Fleck. Game over. Like a Champions League Culverhouse. Oozed class. Morning, Max and Barry. Carlton Fairweather. Brilliant move, Max. I could hear Barry struggling. He didn't know where to turn. The silence was deafening and there was no way back. Excellent game. Well played.
You know, when you're beaten, but you have to try anyway. Yeah. Just...
like Sunderland today. Yeah. That's what you were, really. Marcel, boys, I hear Johnny Method all the time. Can you throw a John DeWolf in there? Onto Twitter. They were all text messages. Cole says, early use of Darren Peacock blew that wide open.
Milton says, you managed to time Culverhouse to coincide with my girlfriend coming into the kitchen for brunch. How middle class. The look of slightly disappointed confusion she flashed me as I sniggered was something to behold.
See, I misread that. It says, I thought the look of slightly disappointment as she flashed me. I was like, fair enough. Each to their own. Joshua says, today's clubhouse felt like Barry was already on the beach sipping a margarita in his Speedos.
I wish.
Chris, so close to a European place. Why did Barry rest Ian Wone? they keep on coming. All right, let's do Footballers on Ice. Very pleased to say today's contestant is the Lincoln City manager, Danny Cowley. Afternoon, Danny.
Afternoon, how are we?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Have you been primed for this feature, Danny? Do you have any idea what it's about, or are you going in blind?
I'm going in blind.
Oh, that's how we like it.
Danny probably thought he was coming on to be praised for what a great job he's done at Lincoln City this season. No, that's not the case.
I mean, we can do that.
It was a great job.
Yeah, you've done. Are you started buying players already, Danny, or are you going to have a little holiday?
No, we're working hard on recruitment. I've just been on an FA coaching course the last 2 weeks, so it's been for us. But I'm working hard on recruitment at the moment and gearing up for next season.
It never stops.
How big a step up is it, Danny?
It's a big step. Certainly a big step. We're under no illusions how tough it's going to be, but we've got a little bit of momentum now. We've had some good success over the last 12 months, and we want to try to use the success that we've had as a springboard to push forward next year.
Have all the players wandered in demanding 50 grand a week?
a lot of people think that we're cash rich at the moment, having had the FA Cup run that we've had. But the truth is, we're trying to build for the future at the club. We're using the cup money to build a training ground, trying to develop our infrastructure so that we can have longevity and sustainable success. We're respectful of, and we know that if we, you know, we've seen other clubs that have done well in FA Cups and made good money and spend it very quickly and maybe wasted it. So we're going to try to use the money that we've had to build the infrastructure of the club so that we've got the opportunity then to push on from there.
Right, Danny, this feature is less about football and more about if you're nice or not. And we begin by asking you a very technical question, Danny Cowley.
Go on.
Manager of Lincoln City, promoted to League Two, excellent cup run. Are you nice?
Would like to think so.
Okay. Do you do anything nice? Because we've had people on with their own charity foundations, Asmir Begovic recently. Johnny Jackson promised to start a foundation under the pressure of live radio. Michael Duff said he gives 10p to a tramp. And Mickey Quinn asked for money himself. So I think quite, you know, there's a wide spectrum here. Where would you put yourself?
Sure. No, I try to do something good every day.
Oh,
that's a good way to live your life,
isn't it? Have you done it yet today?
I think this is it.
I haven't done anything good today. That's a question. Well, I took my daughter to the park run today, so I helped her along in a 2K park run.
Okay.
I'm not sure she perceived it as me being nice, but she did it anyway.
That's more a duty than an act of kindness. I would say this is your act of kindness today, Danny.
Do you ever get to like 10 p.m. and think, I haven't done anything nice today, and you have to sort of get out of the house and like help somebody?
Do you know what? When involved in football, my past life, I was a teacher. So I was a teacher for 15 years, and you're helping people every day in that role. But as a football manager, you can get caught up in football and caught up in winning, and you can end up being pretty selfish. My wife calls it football fog. She says that I just live in a world of football fog, and she's talking to me, and I'm never listening. So you do have to keep reminding yourself when you're in football that there's a bigger picture and to try to do things that are nice to other people.
Danny, actually, just on that subject, you were a PE teacher, I believe, is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah, so if your players now sort of say one of them forgets his kit, do you make him run around the training ground in his pants and vest?
Yeah, this is it. Lots of old school values. No, seriously, I think the world of teaching's moved forward quite a lot since we would have gone to school. But it's... We live in a very caring and sharing world now. We're not allowed to shout at the youngsters.
Barry giving away the fact he's anymore. Barry's 97 years old and grew up in the west coast of Ireland with nothing, just a nun hitting him on the head with a stick. Anyway, listen, Danny, you've qualified to answer 15 unrelated questions. It's quick fire, and away we go. Danny Cowley, if Barry and I were to come round for dinner, what would you cook for us?
What would I cook? Fillet steak chips, something like that.
That'll do me.
Take that.
If you were coming to our house for dinner, Danny, and we asked if there was anything in particular you didn't want to eat, what would you say?
Well, my wife's not the best cook, so I'm in no position to be fussy with what I eat. But what wouldn't I eat? I would probably say anything particularly spicy.
Okay,
right. I would stay away from.
You can do that.
I suspect you may end up wearing your Sunday lunch today, Danny, after that revelation on live radio.
That wasn't very nice, was it?
So, yeah, we'll crack on. Yeah. Do you do your own laundry, Danny?
He does from now on.
My wife does my laundry. Nicky and I live between Essex and Lincoln, so it's between my wife and Dick Tacey, our kit man. They tend to do our laundry.
Okay.
When did you last take public transport, Danny? Like a bus, maybe, or a train?
When did I last take a bus or a train? I took a train to London, actually, to come to talk sport about a month ago.
Okay. What's your favourite insect? Pat Jennings struggled with this. Emmanuel Frimpong said antelope.
Butterfly.
Lovely, yes, yeah.
Straight out.
Yeah, absolutely. No, total conviction there.
Do you own a onesie, Danny Cowley? And if so, do you wear it?
No, and ultimately no.
What's your favourite cheese?
Cheddar.
Mature, mild?
Mature.
Okay, yeah, good, good.
You're on death row, Danny. Sorry about that. 1 hour to go. Which TV show would you settle down to watch?
TV show. Well, obviously, if it was radio, it'd be Talk Sport. If it's TV, I would say it would be Sky Sports. But I'm just on my way to Wembley to do something for BT Sports, so I'll have to mention them as well. I'd probably say the National League highlight show.
Okay.
It used to be that match a day, Sky Sports News, any of those, all okay. Good programmes.
Okay. If you could only eat one fruit for the rest of time, which would it be?
Oh, mango.
Oh, nice
good choice.
Mm.
How many toilets do you have, Danny?
How many toilets?
Yes, in your home.
My house in Essex. One, two, three.
Three, okay. Sort of lower mid-table. Mark Schwarzer has nine, just so you know. Yeah, nine.
Yeah,
Danny Mills,
yeah,
six. Well, Danny Mills has got three in his outhouse.
We've come from non-league, so...
Yeah, fair enough. I would say three is quite a lot.
Those guys don't.
Take the FA Cup money... Install a urinal in your living room, and then you can be top of the league. Danny, what kind of pants do you prefer?
Boxer shorts.
Okay, jockey or you know, tight or airy?
Calvin Klein's normally.
Okay,
but pretty tight ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Danny, are you better looking than the former West Brom central defender Jonas Olsen, a lank-haired Nordic god?
Am I better looking than him? I would say that would be for other people to say. Okay. But
I'm saying no.
Oh, how
but
dare you?
Not.
No, I don't know. He's got a bit about him, Danny, I think. Do you smell nicer than Michael Carrick?
Do I smell nicer than Michael Carrick?
When you read the questions back, it makes me realise how ridiculous they really are.
Yeah.
Just a bit of context, Danny. Cambridge United player once said he was the nicest smelling footballer he'd ever marked.
What, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, no. Well, I'd like to think so, particularly after 90 minutes playing at Old Trafford.
You might smell better. Final question, Danny. Are you nicer than Linvoy Primus?
He's a pretty nice guy.
He is,
isn't he?
Yeah.
Church on a Sunday.
Yeah.
I would say, again, that would be for other people to say, but I would like to think that I'm a nice guy.
Okay. Danny, thank you so much for your time.
And the very best of luck to you next season.
Yeah, good luck next season.
Thank you very much.
Except for your games against Cambridge.
We look forward to those. But thanks very much. That was probably the most random 10 minutes of my life. I appreciate that.
No, not a problem. Jordan has been in touch to say, how on earth do you two get paid for this shambles? So there you are, Danny. I appreciate your time, Lincoln City manager. A brilliant achievement getting into League Two and excellent FA Cup run as well. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. All right, time to play Guess the Attendance. Today's contestants, top journalist Barry Glendenning and top comedian Justin Morehouse. Hello, Barry.
Hello. I see Justin's been on Twitter getting his excuses in early. Going to play Guess the Attendance on TalkSport warm-up shortly. My heart isn't in it, to be honest.
Justin?
The man finds me as he finds me, you know.
Are you on the beach already?
I'm in Scotland. I've actually repaired to my Scottish home for the summer.
Oh, good for you.
So I'm Balmoral.
Is it an estate? Are you shooting grouse?
No, I'm a vegetarian. I'm shooting...
Doesn't mean you can't shoot
sprouts.
Them. You just can't eat them.
I'm looking across the Old Riki, the Athens of the North, across there.
Barry, how many people do you reckon are in the Venn diagram little bit of vegetarians who hunt? I just don't think
that's an entirely different game.
That's very different. Right, look now.
I'm going one.
I reckon that's one. Listen, this is interesting, and I believe in both of you as honest players of Guess the Attendance. There weren't very many games yesterday, so, you know, the studious player could potentially learn and memorise the attendances of yesterday.
I've already said to you, Max, sorry, Justin, I've already said to Max, I went for a couple of beers to watch the playoff final yesterday in the pub. We were arguing about how many people were in Wembley. I was going to check this morning just out of interest and then went, no, that would be cheating because there's so few games, it's bound to come up.
Justin?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that I did take a keen interest in that game. And all I know is there were a handful of idiots who spoiled it for everyone.
Good, yes, good cliched line. We haven't said that in these 2 hours. So it is a tiny minority once again.
That's a
again.
Very nasty thing to say about Bradford.
Right, let's crack on with the matter in hand. Guess the attendance. Let's start then at Wembley. Bradford versus Millwall. 1-0 win for Millwall. Well done, Steve Morrison. Not enough grey-haired footballers around in my eyes. Congratulations to them. The referee was Simon Hooper, but how many were at Wembley? I'll go to Justin first.
I'm going to say 40,000.
Barry.
Right, I reckon it was a lot more. I think 23,000 allocation each. Not sure either of them sold out. I'll go 46,000.
Sounds like you had...
There's a level of research on in there, mate.
There is some insider knowledge there, isn't there? Allocations. How did you know about this, Barry?
I came across it in the course of my work as a top sports journalist last week.
Sounds mightily convenient. Have you brought the game into disrepute? I'm going to ignore that game because of Barry's previous knowledge.
No, I don't think...
Mate, I can't believe this.
53,320, null and void. It's still nil-nil.
Hold
on a minute. I bring it. We're into Barton-esque territory.
So hang on, Justin. You think it should stand?
No, I think he should walk.
You think he should just?
Oh, I should quit.
His career ends right now, mate.
A straight red card. Do you know what, Justin? I would give him a straight red card. We've got 4 minutes of the show to do, and unless you want to do 4 minutes of your
you
set
said to do, I said to Phil.
It's the same principle. Do is a more polite way of saying Phil. It's nil nil. Inverness.
I think he should be 1-0 to me.
It is. I've gone to the Court of Arbitration for sport over this.
You can write to my ombudsman if you've got a problem.
This is an outrage.
1-0 to Justin.
What?
Yeah. Cool.
So I've gone from 1-0 up to being scoreless, lost the point.
He took it to
a red card.
What happened was, you appealed not getting the point, and because you took it to appeal, frivolous appeal. You got punished further. 1-0, Justin.
I'm not happy about this.
Inverness 3, Motherwell 2. All goals in the second half, refereed by Craig Thompson. But how many were there? Inverness still relegated. Barry.
Inverness Motherwell. That's the Scottish Premier League. Am I allowed to know that?
Well, I wouldn't ask too many questions, Barry. Yeah. I'd just say a number.
I'll go 1,322.
Justin?
1,321.
5,351. Oh. It's 1-1.
In your face, Morehouse.
Hamilton Academical 4, Dundee 0, refereed by Crawford Allen. But how many were there? Justin?
2,612.
Now, I could argue he's in Scotland, so that's cheating, because he might have been there counting people. But I won't, because that would be childish.
What are you guessing?
I will go 3,142.
Justin guessed 2,612. It's 2,616. That's extraordinary, Justin.
Not according to the BBC website, I've just read it on.
Anyway, Borussia Dortmund 4, Werder Bremen 3, refereed by
German porn star Gunter Pearl, but, but how many were there? Borussia Dortmund 4, Werder Bremen 3. Barry?
The Westfalenstadion. Mm-hmm. The wall of yellow, the wall of noise. I will go 62,455.
Justin?
Well, technically, what we've learned to know from Dortmund is that they are one, really.
It's a one, one person.
You going for one?
Yeah, they're one.
They are one. The correct answer was 81,360.
Oh.
Don't get hipster on this game, Justin. So it's 2-2.
Another nail biter. Technically, I've just won, but go on.
Look, you don't want to appeal again, Justin. I mean, Barry. Okay.
Right.
Finally. Exeter Chiefs.
It's the final of the season.
No, we're going in the summer, Justin, if you're still about, we're going to go nostalgic. Guess the attendance from history. Yeah.
Brilliant. I hope we're not going to go for the White Horse final because that is debatable.
Well, that's true. Or the Last Supper we might go for, but that's an easier one to guess. Exeter Chiefs 18, Saracens 16.
Oh, this is...
Oh, this
come on!
Count.
Which you heard live on TalkSport 2.
What's this?
It's rugby union, Justin. You live up north. You wouldn't know about it.
Who's playing?
Exeter Chiefs 18, Saracens 16. A classic, a late goal kick by Exeter Chiefs. Or
a late goal kick.
I don't know
it's
what it was.
It's a penalty.
Whatever it was.
This game was actually on in the background of the pub I was in.
Did you count how many
people
were there?
No, I didn't count.
Okay.
And so, even if I had, I wouldn't admit it now because you just accused me of cheating.
Barry, you go first.
Exeter Saracens, a rugby match.
Mm.
I think the last rugby match I was at, there was about 18 people at.
Okay, well, use that to your advantage.
I will go Exeter. Oh, God. 12,220.
Justin.
8,600.
12,436.
Get in!
Oh, come off.
Get in.
Well played.
I think you've now lost three in a row.
Carl says, disgraceful decision. Has Max Rushton taken a bung? Emma says, Barry sent off and throwing his gloves on the ground in a disgusting rant at ref. About to launch a kick, a.k.a. Cantona. Listen, Justin, thanks for your time. Well played. We'll speak to you in 2 weeks' time.
Me and Glenn Denning are still arguing as we go down the tunnel.
Fighting. It'll go down in history. I will have to try and stand in the middle of you and break you up. But thanks for playing. Adrian Durham takes over in just a second.
They were the best bits. Have a great day. Goodbye.